Welcome, everyone. How's everyone this morning? Good? Excited about being in the house of the Lord? Are we excited about being here today? Okay. That's a little better. Well, I'm going to start again with a scripture and pray, and then we'll get into our message. And it's in Romans, and it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you that you are here with us in this place. And Lord, I pray today that you speak to our hearts with new revelation, maybe in a light we've never seen things before, Lord, that we would be challenged to offer ourselves to you as a sweet fragrance that's pleasing to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've been in this series, and today we were talking about the fragrance of God, and I just want to take a little bit of a side journey on that. And we always talk a lot of times about good things, but I first want to talk about, you know, there's some things that stink, and there's some things that smell good. And Pastor Ken quoted a scripture last week about the swamp. Now, there's been a lot of talk in politics about the swamp. And I think we need to drain the swamp today in the church, in the spiritual church, in every church. You know, because the swamp gets stinky, doesn't it? And that's where all the garbage is. And it smells bad. I'll tell you a story. I can remember when I was going to Bible school. I was on the way from Hamilton to Brantford, and I had my car just, you know how the enemy just attacks you with everything? And I'm trying to go to Bible college and running out of money, and then my head gasket goes on my little 1979 Volkswagen Rabbit, if you can picture that, yellow. And so my uncle in Hamilton, he said, "Oh, I know a guy who's got a backyard garage, and he'll fix it for you." So he fixes it. Now, I just get out, just starting to get out of the city, right on the 401, kind of like, do you know where Lake Ontario is, right beside you? I'm not really good, but it's before you go up the mountain. I think it's before, if you're heading to Brantford. And the guy, when he put the head gasket on, he put it upside down. So that meant the oil couldn't release the oil up through to the head. And it seized right up. So what I'm a kid here from, out of province, and, everything's going wrong, and it goes really bad. So I get out of the car, I run across the freeway, and I'm in the ditch, and I see these pussy willows, That should have been the first sign, okay? And because I needed to go up the bank to get up to get to a phone and call my cousin. So I jump over these pussy willows, not thinking that, it was swamp on the other side. Jumped right into it about here. It's the worst feeling you could ever have. Okay? It really is. Anyhow, I swam through that swamp, and I had all that sludge on me. I'm walking down the street in Hamilton. Everybody's staring at me with this sludge on me and this stink coming off of me, this odor, and I used the phone, and they were probably thinking, like, get out of this place as soon as possible. But I did. I went outside and stood, and, like, it seemed like forever for my cousin Mark to come get me. But I want to talk about the smell in life and the stink that we can be pulled into. And, you know, our politician, the president in the States, his chant is drain the swamp at his rallies. Well, you know what? We need to just drain the swamp in our lives. Get rid of all the garbage. Get rid of all the stink, the odor that we give off when we're not living for God. And so, you know, I'll just keep talking about stink for a minute, because I think it's good before I get into some scriptures. You know, like a lot of things stink. You know, like if you're going to hunt bear, you get rotten meat. Actually, they'll use like a cow that died or a horse or something like that. They'll chunk it up in pieces. They'll throw it in a barrel and they'll let it sit there and rot. And the more it smells, and my daughter said to me, she goes, yeah, but they wouldn't eat it. I think it was you. Said they wouldn't eat the meat. And I said, oh yeah, they like it when the maggots get in there. But that draws them out. You ever notice that when you're in the stink, and that brings out all the predators and the vultures, you know, to come attack you even more. And so why I'm saying all these things, I'm leading up to spiritual aspects as we go on. But I think we should look at today about draining the swamp in our lives and getting rid of these things that stink. And I'm going to shift over to the parable of the lost son for a minute, because it describes a lot of us by times. How many times, you know, have we, this young man, he went to his father and said, I want half of everything and I want my inheritance. And he took it and left. And you know, when we do things on our own in our life, and we decide to live our own life in our own ways, we begin to get sucked in to the swamp. And this young guy, he got sucked into the swamp. He was living this good life at home, but he said, no, I don't want to live that. I want what's mine, and I'm going to go do my own thing. What I want to do. And he heads out, doing his own thing, leaving. And it doesn't take him long to spend everything he has. The Bible says that he wasted all his money in wild living. He got into the swamp almost immediately. He lived this lavish life. Now, what's the Bible say about the swamp? This sinful life, these acts of the flesh. Well, in Galatians it says, in 5:19 it says, the acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, ideology. How many idols we make in our life? Sexual immorality, I'll back up. We think it satisfies our flesh. Witchcraft. Bible says, we think of witchcraft per se, but witchcraft is witchcraft. But the Bible also says the spirit of rebellion is witchcraft. A lot of times we live in rebellion. It says hate, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissension, fractions, and envy, drunkenness. I know lots of people like to partake in that. Orgies and the like. Now here's what Paul says. I warn you, as I did before, that those that live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's quiet. In our churches today, we don't hear about sin as much. And we need to hear more about it. We hear lots about grace, and we believe in the grace of God. And we believe that the blood covers a multitude of sin. But there's acts of the flesh, the swamp, the stink that's in our life. Are we pleasing to God with our life? Are we making our life a living sacrifice to Him? Or are we just satisfying our own flesh and our own desire? You see, this liberal mindset in the world has crept into the church. And it says, well, this is okay, and that's okay. Because it's fulfilling the lusts of the flesh. We need to go back to what the scriptures say, what the word says. If we want to not live in the swamp and be a stench in God's nostrils, we need to step away from the sins of the flesh. We need to. And it's very clear in Galatians what it says. Every time I read it, I look at my life and reassess where I am. Today we should examine ourselves. Are we living this life? Do we want to drain the swamp in our life? Do we want to make God great again? The slogan is, make America great again. Do we want to make God great again in our life? Or do we just want to walk around in the swamp? You see, when you get in this swamp, you see this young man, when he lost everything, what did he do? He had to go try to survive by feeding the pigs. Now, pigs, I don't know how many people have been around pigs, but I've been around pigs. And I'm telling you, even the best of environments, they stink. But back in those days, they didn't have these nice, well-ventilated barns like they have today. Like, they would just have a big fenced-in area, and it would just be a pile of slop, pig manure, you know, and they'd be walking around, and he'd be feeding them. I'm telling you, like, that's the lowest of lows right there. And when you get into that situation that you're in the swamp, you're wading around in it, you know, you get into the works of the flesh. You get into sin, and what do? You begin to wade around in it, and it gets on you, and you begin to wallow in it, just like an old pig. And I'll tell you something about, and I might have said this before, I used to have a hog farmer that I used to do business with, and his barn was clean. But I'm telling you, folks, the stench. You get in there, you might only be in there 5 minutes. I'd come home, my wife would say, take your clothes off out on the deck. I'd strip down to, you know, and I would go in the shower and scrub myself and scrub myself and scrub myself. But here's the thing about the stench, it gets in the nostrils and it can't leave. And it would be weeks. I'd only go in there to see him for 5 or 6 minutes, it seemed like. And that smell would get embedded in my nostril. And it didn't matter what I did to get it out. I couldn't get it out. Sins like that. You might only dabble in it for 5 minutes or 2 minutes, but it can start to get in you and it can make a foothold in your life. God doesn't want us to let it be a foothold in our life. He's wanting us to live a different life, not like this young man wallowing around, living in the stink. That smell. I don't want my life. I don't want the stink of my life to get in my Savior's nostrils. I know His blood covers us, but I don't want it to get in His nostrils. I want Him to smell a sweet fragrance from me. So, but we can become clean from that. It may take some time to get that smell out of our life, just like that smell of the hogs that gets in your nostrils or gets embedded into his home smelled bad. And they were clean people. They were really clean people. But that smell gets embedded. And it takes time. And I can remember we would, I worked for a while as a salesman, and we would trade vehicles with him and his pickup truck. Our young guy that did the detailing, he might shampoo it 10 times. We've had to take the carpet out, throw the carpet away, and put new flooring in it. It gets embedded. It takes time to clean it. But Jesus can do that. Let's see what the good fragrance, let's see what the good aroma we can give to God says. In Galatians it says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There is no law against these things. Now, when I was reading that, something really popped out toward me. Maybe we wonder, how do we live this life not in the swamp, not in the things of the world? It says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit. Yeah. If you don't have the Holy Spirit living, acting, controlling your life, you will not be able to act this way. That's scripture. And in Zechariah it says, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You see, there's something about the Spirit of God. There's something about the Holy Spirit that when we get filled with His Spirit and when we keep ourselves full, when we keep ourselves fully hydrated with the Spirit of God, we can overcome these lusts of the flesh, these natural sins that want to creep back in, and we can live this life where our life is filled with love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's where we should all want to live. In that place. Not in the swamp. It's dirty, stinky, it's sludgy. What's it say in Psalms 1? It says, blessed are the ones that walk not in the ways of the wicked, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor take up seat in the company of the mockers, whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates in his law day and night. You know, there's a key there. If we're meditating on him and not the works of the flesh, and we're meditating on the Holy Spirit in our life, and we're allowing him to be a constant filling, a constant refreshing. You see, the swamp doesn't move. It's a stagnant. It's a stagnant water that's full of bacteria and grime and crud. But the water that flows is life. Yes. The Holy Spirit that flows in our life is life. Yes. And it goes on to say, the person that is like that to meditate on the Lord, he's a person that's like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. It's his leaf doesn't wither. Everything he does prospers. But not so for the wicked. They're like the chaff that the wind blows away. You see, there's a plus to being in the presence of God. We've spoke for 4 weeks, 8 weeks, four each, basically on the presence of God. There's something about getting in the presence of the Holy Spirit and getting the Holy Spirit in our life that just fills us so much and charges us that we don't live the way we used to live. We live a new life. You might be here today and say, you know what, my life is just too bad. I've done too many things. Or you may say, you know, I just can't. The stink's too strong in my life. The smell's too deep in my life. Jesus can always do a difference in your life. You see, Lazarus, Pastor Ken mentioned Lazarus as he was talking. I was thinking, I had that in my scripture. That's the mind of Christ. We're hearing from the same God. Isn't that what you want to hear? It'd be dangerous if we were hearing from two different Lords. But you know, Lazarus can be an example of our life too. He died. And what did he do? He began to stink, it says. The scriptures say that he began to stink. He had a smell to him. When people die, they begin to rot. They begin to stink. There was no life. Everything had been dead. There was no hope or future. You may be here and feel that way in your life. Well, there's just something. But you see, when Jesus shows up on the scene, when he gets involved in your life, he can speak life back into you. He can change your life. He can take the smell and remove it from you. Just like when he did with Lazarus and he said, Lazarus, come forth. They thought he was crazy, you know. But he spoke to Lazarus and life come back into that smelly, stinky, rotten body. And he became a new person again. And that's how Jesus is in our life. When we'll allow him to speak in our life, he'll make us a new person alive again in him. Praise the Lord. Yes. That's something to get excited about this morning, folks. That our God can take us and drain the swamp in our life. Not Donald Trump. But Jesus Christ can do that in our life. How many people here this morning would like to be a sweet fragrance unto God? Yes. That's why we're here. We want to be pleasing. We want to be full of his spirit. We want to live the life he wants us to live. Let's all stand this morning. You know, the biggest way to turn from your ways is just to ask the Lord for forgiveness. I think we should just take a minute and just search our heart. I hope these words of the gospel that says what the acts of sin in the flesh are and the acts of the fruits of the Spirit are. Let's just challenge ourselves. Let's think about our life for a minute. Are there things in your life that you need drained? Are there things that are overcoming you in your life, holding you back from walking closer to God, from being more of what God wants? Are there idols in your life that you've made, that you put before God? Is there hatred in your life? Is there discord? Is there selfish ambitions? Is there sexual immorality? I believe that God can take these things. I believe that when Jesus is invited to have full control and the Holy Spirit fills us up, these things can begin to shrink and crumble in our lives. If you're here this morning and you feel that you need prayer in your life for some of these issues, if you just lift your hand, we're going to pray for you. Yep. I think anybody that doesn't lift their hand is not being honest with God. Yeah, I felt that too. That's good, Pastor Ken. If you really need that extra boost of prayer, I think this morning we came to the front. We'll pray over you. You know, search your heart. Ask the Lord. The Bible says if we repent from some of the things in our life, or all the things in our life, he's just to forgive us of them. And you know, Christians can so easily allow the things of the world to get in our life. He was talking to the church, too. So
can I just add to this? I really feel Pastor Larry has touched something here today, and it prompted in me. I want you to bring that thing that's gripping you and holding you, and I want you to bring it to the altar. We don't do this very often. We sing about coming to the altar. But here's an altar. I want you to take that sin, that bondage, that filth, that dirt, that part of your life that's held you. I want you to bring it and just come down and just, as it were, place it on the altar. Just as a physical act of coming forward. And just saying, I'm putting that on the altar, and just leave it there. And then Pastor Larry will pray a prayer for us. But I just feel we need to act on this today. I want to act. I want to bring that which is in my heart. And I just want to come right now, and I just want to put it on the altar. Say, Lord, I don't want that stink in my life. I want a sweet-smelling savor. If you feel the same, well, I want you to come right now and just come and just touch the altar. Just put it there on the altar.